Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, major headlines reveal a lively crypto market rebound, with standout gains led by XRP and Ethereum. Corporate moves including convertible note issuances and IPO filings, and regulatory as well as cybersecurity developments shaping the future of digital assets. Institutional participation grows as treasury strategies and stablecoin rewards push boundaries despite market volatility. Bitcoin is trading at approximately $114,397, registering a modest upward shift. Ethereum holds strong above $3,652 as it breaches key resistance, while XRP continues to rally above $3. Litecoin, buoyed by ETF optimism and a significant corporate investment of $100 million from MEI Pharma, has reached a five-month high. The total cryptocurrency market capitalization has climbed to nearly $3,760 billion, with over 95% of the top 100 cryptocurrencies posting gains. President Trump's renewed trade policies, including tariffs ranging from 10 to 41% on major trading partners, have sparked a cautious rebound in the market. On the corporate front, Coinbase announced a $2 billion convertible note offering split into notes maturing in 2029 and 2032. This development caused a slight pre-market dip as analysts weighed the impact of a downgrade by Compass Point. Meanwhile, Bullish, backed by Peter Thiel, has filed for an initial public offering aimed at raising up to $629 million. Targeting a valuation between $3.8 billion and $4.2 billion. Verb Technology, rebranding as Ton Strategy, secured over $558 million in a private placement to build a treasury of Toncoin, even as Bitmine Immersion, led by Tom Lee, built an Ethereum stash worth $3 billion in just 35 days. DeFi Development Corp has also enhanced its Solana treasury, with an additional $18 million purchase, affirming strategic asset accumulation. Regulatory momentum continues as Coinbase urges US lawmakers to modernize financial compliance through zero-knowledge proofs, seeking to balance transparency with privacy. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is inviting public feedback until August 18th on a proposal to list spot crypto on futures exchanges using current legal frameworks. FinCEN has issued a stern warning about scams involving Bitcoin ATMs following nearly $247 million in losses and a dramatic surge in related complaints. Security experts also reported that an attacker exploited a vulnerability on the Credix protocol, swiping $4.5 million by minting unbacked stablecoins. Infrastructure upgrades feature Chainlink's launch of real-time US equities data streams across 37 blockchains, while CoinShares is exploring a Solana staking ETF amid redemption concerns. Institutional flows continue to dwarf retail participation, with Ethereum ETFs recording record inflows even as many retail investors remain sidelined. North Korean hackers, operating as UNC4899, have leveraged fake job offers to breach cloud systems and steal approximately $1.6 billion in crypto this year. Stablecoin rewards remain robust, with Coinbase and PayPal offering annual yields of 4.1% and 3.7% respectively, by leveraging products issued by third parties. This dynamic market evokes the spirited energy of classic arcade races from the 80s, where every twist demanded both sharp reflexes and strategic finesse. Other notable developments include the UK police receiving a $665,000 Bitcoin windfall from asset seizures, and former Chancellor Osborne warning that the United Kingdom risks being left behind due to stringent crypto regulations. With Coinbase experiencing mixed analyst reactions and geopolitical tensions simmering as Trump reignites trade disputes, the landscape remains as challenging as it is opportunistic. Every move by regulators, institutions, and market participants continues to shape the evolving story of digital assets. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.